This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Let's talk to Brad Goreski. He is a fashion designer and a member of the Fashion Police on E! They're making a 6-episode return starting Monday night after the MTV Video Music Awards red carpet. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to talk to you again. And I guess Monday night you're covering the MTV Video Music Awards. Tell us what you're looking forward to there.
Well, the Video Music Awards is such a great carpet because, you know, we'll have a mix of some of the biggest names in music there, like Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, people that we expect, you know, really good red carpet looks from. And then you also at these music events get that kind of, let's say, sprinkling of those outfits that you're thinking, what is going on here? So it should make for a really festive premiere episode back.
Now, when you say what's going on here, do you have any particular artists in mind or just people that kind of show up dressed in a crazy outfit?
Well, not necessarily artists in mind, because for me, like, the way that I look at each red carpet is everybody starts as a clean slate. So if you have, like, a, you know, when we're in awards season, if you have a terrible look at the Golden Globes, you have a chance to redeem yourself at the SAG Awards or the Oscars. So I kind of, like, look at every person per event and kind of evaluate what they're giving us on that particular day.
Now, do you ever get a heads up from any of the designers or any of the artists themselves or a publicity person to say, hey, by the way, my client's coming. Wait till you see this get up.
That's actually a really good question. We don't usually get really far in advance, but what will happen is the designers will send out press releases, you know, maybe during the red carpet or maybe a few minutes before it starts, saying, you know, so-and-so is wearing Calvin Klein collection, and it will, if it's a custom gown, like, list all the materials used and how long it took to create it. So, yeah, we sometimes get, like, a little heads up, but not too far in advance.
And, of course, you know, these are music makers, artists, if you will, so some of them are going to try something that's, you know, maybe way out there, but eventually, you know, a couple of years from now, we may look back and say, well, that looked great then. They were a trendsetter. So you have to be careful, I guess, whether or not you're picking on them or critiquing them. Maybe they're just way ahead of their time?
Yeah, sometimes. And also some of the looks that are considered the worst looks become the most iconic. If you think about, you know, some of the looks that Lil' Kim's actually worn to the VMAs over the course of the years, those looks have become some of the most famous, most recognizable looks in fashion history.
Who is left on the show? Because I keep reading about this person coming and going. And give us the lineup now, this powerhouse Fashion Police lineup.
Well, we have myself and Juliana will be returning, and Melissa Rivers is also joining as a host, which is fantastic. I love working with her when she's also an executive producer on the show. So I had the pleasure of working with her last season, and I'm really excited to work on camera with her this season. And then what's going to happen each week is we're going to have two celebrity guests that change weekly, and we're going to start everything off with NeNe Leakes and Margaret Cho.
Oh, wow. And they're certainly outspoken, so there'll be things being said on the Monday night show of Fashion Police, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, that's what we're, you know, we want people who have strong opinions, who, you know what they like and don't like, and I think it will create an interesting conversation, and I'm such big fans of both of them. I know NeNe, obviously, from my Bravo days, and she's wonderful and loves fashion and is not afraid to speak her mind, so it should be really fun. And, you know, of course, Margaret Cho is just hilarious, so it should be a really, really fun episode.
Well, now you're the one then on the panel that really has the fashion experience, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm the one who's, you know, I still have my styling business, which is really successful and busy. I'll actually be dressing Bella Thorne for the VMA's red carpet, and, you know, during award season, I go from doing a pre-show for the red carpet to dressing my clients to then looking at all the photos online and figuring out what we're going to be talking about on Fashion Police. So I really do try to come from a fashion expert angle and try to give the audience a little bit of a window into what I might be hearing in the styling world or things I might be hearing from designers about dress switcheroos or, you know, about relationships between designers and actresses. And I think the audience has responded really well to that.
And can you tell us what Bella Thorne's going to be wearing? Give us a hint at least.
God, I wish I knew. I'm fitting her tomorrow. So I have lots of great stuff for her, and she's such a beautiful young girl, and I adore working with her. She's so much fun.
And I believe the last time we spoke, I asked you who your ideal person to dress would be, and wasn't it Diane Kruger?
Yes, and you know what? It really hasn't changed.
But it hasn't happened yet either, but you're working on it.
Very good point. However, Diane Kruger doesn't work with a stylist, so I don't feel so bad on that one.
All right, well, you got to convince her she needs a professional to come in and dress her.
Well, so far she's doing pretty good on her own, but next time I see her, maybe I'll try to throw that in somewhere.
All right, Brad Goreski, we look forward to Monday night's coverage of The Fashion Police, back for 6 episodes, and the first one will be the red carpet for the MTV Video Music Awards. I'm just going to predict that there are going to be some outlandish outfits that you guys will have a great time critiquing.
Let's hope so.
All the best. We'll speak again soon, I hope.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Take care.
With Brad Goreski from The Fashion Police on E!, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Is your attitude about money costing you money? Here's an example.
Some people think that money is evil. Therefore, a lack of money is superior to an abundance of it.
You're not a bad person because you don't have money. You're not a bad person because you do have money.
You are who you are. Your circumstances don't define you unless you let them.
The journey to big success begins by accepting your present conditions, so you create the future of your dreams. It's your decision and your decision alone.
If you want more money, you can get it with honor. But it won't happen if you don't feel like you deserve it.
Increase your self-worth to build your net worth. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you addicted to your TV? Are your children watching too much TV? Here's the social science of it. The average family watches 30 hours of television per week, 1,560 hours a year. There's a problem here. In fact, television plays a harmful reverse cheap psychological trick on children between the ages of 0 and 4. Now, this is the biological time when their little brains can easily learn how to entertain themselves. But too much TV, they grow to believe that something outside of them is supposed to constantly entertain them. What's the cheap psych trick? Between 0 and 4 years of age, you gotta limit television. Doing so allows a child's natural abilities to entertain themselves. They kick in. Otherwise, you will hear the phrase, I'm bored. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.